The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Forrest Ray, Ph.D. Evrysdi linked to improved motor function in two trials. Evrysdi, or risdiplam, continues to be linked to motor function improvements in a broad range of people with spinal muscular atrophy, according to recent data from two ongoing Phase 2 clinical trials. These data were presented at the 2021 Virtual SMA Research and Clinical Care Meeting. Presymptomatic babies treated with Evrysdi for at least a year reached many of the same motor skill milestones as healthy children, the data show, while people between the ages of 1 and 60 who had received prior treatment more than doubled their amount of SMN protein. One of the group of proteins called the SMN complex, important for the maintenance of specialized nerve cells called motor neurons. The data also showed no changes in Evrysdi's safety profile. It is incredible to see that presymptomatic SMA infants are able to achieve developmental milestones consistent with healthy children, Stuart W. Peltz, Ph.D., CEO of PTC Therapeutics, said in a press release. Evrysdi is an oral flavored liquid therapy designed to boost the production of functional SMN protein, which nerves need to survive and grow properly, and is impaired in SMA. It was developed by Roche and its subsidiary, Genentech, in collaboration with PTC Therapeutics and the SMA Foundation. The medication has been approved in the U.S. as the first oral and at-home treatment for patients 2 months and older with any SMA type. It also has been approved in the European Union, Canada, Brazil, Chile, South Korea, Georgia, and Russia. Two ongoing trials, Jewelfish and Rainbowfish, are evaluating the therapy's safety, tolerability, pharmacokinetics, and pharmacodynamics in different patient groups. Of note, pharmacokinetics refers to how the medication enters, transits, and exits the body, while pharmacodynamics looks at Evrysdi's effects on the body. Jewelfish involved 174 people between the ages of 6 months and 60 years, with SMA types 1, 2, or 3, and between 1 and 4 copies of the SMN2 gene, which determines SMA severity. Participants in this study all previously used other SMA therapies and now receive Evrysdi once per day. Among them, 84 were treated previously with Genentech's investigational compounds such as olasoxime and RG7800, the predecessor to Evrysdi. Another 76 previously received Biogen's Spinraza, the first approved SMA-targeted therapy. The final 14 previously were given Novartis' one-time gene therapy, Zolgensma. One patient withdrew from the study before receiving Evrysdi, meaning that the treated population included 173 participants. SMN levels in patients taking Evrysdi more than doubled, a change which both occurred quickly and was sustained, the trial investigators said. The team also noted stabilization in motor function, as measured by the MFM32, a scale that measures motor function abilities in people with neuromuscular disease. Evrysdi's safety profile remained consistent with past results. The most common side effects, called adverse events, were upper respiratory tract infections, fever, and headache, followed by nausea, diarrhea, common cold, and vomiting. More severe side effects, known as serious adverse events, were less likely, but included pneumonia, lower respiratory tract infection, upper respiratory tract infection, and respiratory failure. No treatment-related side effects or other safety concerns caused patients using Evrysdi to withdraw from the Jewelfish study. These data from Jewelfish add to the growing body of evidence supporting the use of Evrysdi in patients from 1 to 60 years of age. Levi Garraway, MD, PhD, Genentech's chief medical officer, said in a press release. Importantly, added Claudia Chiriboga, MD, one of the trial's investigators, quote, the data also suggest a stabilization of motor function in trial participants. As a progressive disease, untreated patients with SMA typically show a decline in motor function over time, said Chiriboga, a professor of neurology and pediatrics at Columbia University Medical Center in New York. While Jewelfish's participants spanned a wide range of ages, the patients being evaluated in the open-label Rainbowfish study include up to 25 presymptomatic infants genetically diagnosed with SMA. The study continues to enroll infants from newborn to 6 weeks old at their first dose, regardless of how many copies of the SMN2 gene they have. Notably, recruitment will close once 10 infants carrying two copies of the backup gene, SMN2, meaning they are likely to develop SMA type 1, and normal muscle response are enrolled. Infants participating in the study receive Evrysdi for 2 years, followed by a 3-year extension trial. This trial's main goal is the proportion of infants who are able to sit without support for at least 5 seconds after 1 year of treatment, as assessed through the Bayley Scales of Infant and Toddler Development 3 Gross Motor Scale. This goal will be evaluated specifically in the 10 infants with two SMN2 copies and normal muscle response. Preliminary data showed that 5 infants treated for 1 year all managed to sit unsupported, roll, and crawl. 4 could stand and walk independently. In addition, 4 scored the maximum 64 points on the CHOP-INTEND scale of motor function, while 1 scored 63. 2 of these 5 babies had 2 copies of SMN2, while the other 3 had more than 2 copies. Results concerning the proportion of participants able to sit unassisted for 5 seconds will be reported once all patients reach 1 year of treatment, the investigators said. Garraway said, quote, "The early findings from rainbowfish in pre-symptomatic babies under 2 months old are very encouraging." The primary completion date for the jewelfish study is January 31, 2022, while June 21, 2023 is listed as the primary completion date for rainbowfish.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director Kevin Schaefer.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer. This year marked the second entirely virtual annual Cure SMA conference. Instead of armies of wheelchair users invading Disneyland and hotels, we fellowshipped through virtual trivia nights and Zoom socials. While I yearn to be back in person with my fellow SMA peeps, there's still something magical about connecting with so many faces around the world via a computer screen. The conference came at just the right time for me. While I'll elaborate on this in future columns, let's just say that I'm about to enter a life-changing chapter that only a few people know about. Apologies to my readers for the incredibly vague description, but stay tuned for updates in the coming weeks. With this change comes uncertainty, doubt, and an odd mix of trepidation and excitement for what my future holds. It's the kind of situation that only other people in the SMA and rare disease spaces can truly sympathize with, and that is why I need these relationships in my life. While I dearly cherish able-bodied friends who have incredible compassion and understanding, they also recognize that my connections with SMAers near and far are unique and essential in a different kind of way. Throughout the past year of virtual socials, we've discussed myriad topics ranging from treatment decisions to what we're watching on Netflix. If you're not watching Sweet Tooth already, you should start. We talk about our careers, relationships, and the infinite number of financial and healthcare-related loopholes we all must navigate. It's certainly comforting to take refuge among a community who shares my struggles. Yet, more often than not, it challenges me in ways I never imagined. Here I am, a seasoned veteran in the SMA community who regularly participates in panel discussions, facilitates virtual socials, and works for a company dedicated to serving rare disease communities. People in my community come to me for advice and tools, perhaps thinking I have all the answers when it comes to navigating life with a disability. Yeah, right. People can think whatever they want, but I have just as many struggles and anxieties as anyone else in my community. I'm terrible with numbers, so the added complexity of understanding the financial hurdle nuances for people like me is well beyond my capabilities. And while I have ideas for what I want to do in the future, actually implementing that vision is intimidating. I'm making progress, which is in large part due to the support of my community friends. In regards to my financial status, I recently opened an ABLE account. This is a program designed to help people with disabilities save money without losing healthcare benefits, and was a featured topic of discussion at this year's conference. It's a step for me, and helps me to avoid spending all of my earnings at the comic shop around the corner. Additionally, I had the opportunity to reconnect with one of my college pastors, who now works as a financial advisor. I left our conversation feeling more motivated to set financial goals. For a long time, I was too reluctant to even think about this subject. With all the restrictions that accompany dependency on government healthcare services, I figured I was lucky just to have a job and some money in my bank account. Now, however, I'm reconsidering just how many possibilities I have. My friends in the SMA community continually push me to reach for the stars. This doesn't apply only to economic wealth, but to personal growth as well. They encourage me to be the best I can be, and to pour that energy and love into others. Yes, I can't wait for the day when thousands of us are back in Disneyland together, taking selfies next to the Millennium Falcon and hanging out at the hotel bar past midnight. Still, doing the conference virtually for the second time in a row didn't stop us from connecting with each other. We're strong, resilient, and we roll through life together, no matter what. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director and columnist for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.